بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom is here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.
All right, Sheikh Ahmad Danish. Today's question asks regarding the Battle of Nahrawan, which took place in 38 Hijrah in the month of Safar between the army of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Khawarij. First of all, give us some details about the background of this battle, why this battle took place. And then there were some predictions or future tellings made by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam about the main result of this battle, which came true. And right. This has shown the divine knowledge of Imam Ali alayhi salam. First of all, give us the historical background. Why this battle right. took place between Imam Ali and Kharijites?
Right. So the Khawarij were a special group of people who were earlier in the Battle of Siffin, which was fought against Muawiyah, who was the ruler or the governor of Syria, and who had not attested to the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so there was a war that was fought with Muawiyah and his forces, the Syrian forces. And this battle got prolonged in such a way that a person was decided from the camp of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and a person was chosen from the camp of Muawiyah to decide about the future of this conflict. Because as we know that the famous incident of having the Holy Quran on the lenses, when it came about, some people said that we cannot fight with the Holy Quran. And it was basically a trick or treachery of the...
Made by Amr al-As.
Yes, made by Amr al-As.
The counselor Muawiyah, that's right.
Yes. And so many people who are ordinary Muslims, they thought that now they are inviting us to decide on the basis of the Holy Quran. So they mean good, and we should not kill other Muslims. So because of their, not seeing through the tricks of the opposite camp, they said that, no, we are not going to fight with these forces. So from... the camp of Imam Ali alayhi salam, they themselves chose Abu Musa al-Ash'ari.
Yes.
And we know that Abu Musa al-Ash'ari was a person who had, who was easily convinced by Amr al-As.
Yes.
And he said that I am going to decide that Imam Ali alayhi salam is not going to remain the caliph. And it was decided that Amr al-As would also say the same thing.
For Muawiyah.
And for Muawiyah, but Amr al-As said that, and I have decided to place Muawiyah as the caliph. And so...
So it tricked him.
What?
Deceived him.
Abu Musa al-Ash'ari.
Okay.
And we had
it
always...
It was a Hakamiyya one.
Yes.
Right.
And this was the Jarian of Hakamiyya.
Yes.
And when the Khawarij or this group of ordinary, simple Muslims who might be very good in their prayers and everything, but who had no basira or who had no foresight, when they saw this affair, they said to Imam Ali alayhi salam that we must repent for the mistake that we have done. We have all turned into unbelievers. And now, Zubillah, you, Imam Ali alayhi salam, you also should repent and say that now you are going again in the fold of Islam. And this was something that Imam Ali said that no, he could not accept this, because this Hakamiyya was imposed upon Imam Ali alayhi salam by these same simple Muslims who had no basira, who had no foresight.
Yes.
And he never gave his rizaya or his permission to Hakamiyya.
Mm-hmm.
But he was forced into this hakamiya.
That's right.
And he always believed that we should fight with the forces of Muawiyah. And unless and until we reach a victory on the battlefields, okay, hakamiya would not have any purpose.
Right. Okay.
But the situation came to such a point that Imam Ali alayhi salam was about to be killed by these same people. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam had to stop fighting and to call back his commander-in-chief, Hazrat Malik-e-Ashtar.
Malik-e-Ashtar, that's right.
Yeah, so he had to call back his commander-in-chief, yes, Malik-e-Ashtar, who was very close to, yes, the camp of Muawiyah, and he was close to the to defeating him.
As he himself said, yeah, one sword a strike,
yeah,
to demolish the camp of Batil.
Yes, yes. Okay. And but Imam Ali had to bring him back because people had revolted, mm-hmm, and they could have killed Imam Ali alayhi salam.
So these were the same people that Imam Ali alayhi salam had the fight with, isn't it?
Yes. And so these people, after the
were excluding themselves.
Yes. After, yes, the hakamiya event, they said that we have all become unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we must repent and again come in the fold of Islam. And everyone who doesn't repent and come in the fold of Islam is a kafir,
uh-huh,
is an unbeliever, and wajibul qatl, for example. Uh-huh. And we can fight with
that's
them.
Why they call themselves khawarij, or we
that,
call them...
That is why we call them khawarij.
They, yeah, we can't say they were out of now.
They went out of the fold of Islam.
Fold of Islam.
Or, for example, they rebelled against the just leader of the community, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and... Uh-huh. Did khuruj on the just leader of, mm-hmm, the community.
Okay.
And so Imam Ali alayhi salam did not want to fight with the Khawarij at first. But when they started to plunder the wealth of ordinary Muslims, when they started to loot and plunder and kill ordinary Muslims, Imam Ali alayhi salam was forced to first tackle the Khawarij at the Battle of Nehrawan, and then go towards the forces of Muawiyah, because this was these were just outside of Kufa, the capital of the Muslim community at that time, and the base of the caliphate. So Imam Ali alayhi salam was forced to tackle this threat. And so what happened was that Imam Ali alayhi salam first came to these people. He introduced them to their mistake and said that, don't you know that I am what my pedigree is? And he started to do, he started to proselytize to them that I am someone who was the first of the Muslims. And how can you even expect that a person of my pedigree would decide unjustly or incorrectly and therefore become a non-Muslim or an unbeliever?
That's right.
And so many of the Khawarij repented and left the main force of the Khawarij. So what happened was that out of the many thousands that were assembled, thousand of them left.
Yes.
And a few of them were left to fight the forces of Imam Ali.
This was a nice strategy,
yeah,
employed by Imam Ali. First going and talking,
yes,
guiding them to the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we can say, and it said that it was affirmed by Imam Ali alayhi salam that I'm not going to start a war, okay? And Nahrawan war again was not started by Imam Ali,
yes,
alayhi salam, but by the Khawarij, that's right. Okay.
Yes, and so this news about the destiny of the Khawarij is one of the miracles of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that Ibn Abil Hadid says in his Sharh of Nahjul Balagha. Ibn Abil Hadid says that it was this news by Imam Ali alayhi salam that only 10 of the not more than 10 people from amongst the Khawarij,
mm-hmm,
will be left.
All right.
And from amongst the believers, the forces of Imam Ali alayhi salam, not more than 10 people will be martyred.
All right.
So in the final analysis, only 9 of the Khawarij were able to save their lives and,
mm-hmm,
to save themselves from this battle and leave this battle without having died or
That's
being
right.
killed.
Okay.
But And only 8 of the forces of the of Imam Ali alayhi salam were martyred in the process. So Ibn Abi al-Hadid says that this is a miracle of Imam Ali alayhi salam, mm-hmm. that he could predict even before the battle that where we are going to meet these forces of the Khawarij. He said that we are going to meet them next to the river of Nehrawan.
Yes.
Next to the river of Nehrawan, and this is going to be the place where all of them will be killed, but only not more than 10 people would be able to save their lives. And from amongst you, not more than 10 will be martyred. And so Ibn Abi al-Hadith says that this is a miracle of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and this was a news that was narrated by Tawatur. All the forces there were assembled. They heard this news and they related this to the generations after.
Well, one of the people who fled the scene was Abdurrahman ibn Muljam al-Muradi.
Yes, and so one
the killer of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
The person who killed Imam Ali alayhi salam was one of these Khawarij who saved his life during the battle of Nehrawan. Yeah.
That's right. That's it. So true predictions of Imam Ali came true. And there is a nice, some of the nice sentences after the Nahrawan battle is done. Imam Ali alayhi salam comes and visits the corpse of the killed people over there. And in a sermon, he says that, woe unto you who were deceived by Satan and the satanic temptations and those who deceived you, okay? We know who is referring to, okay? So whoever we can say, that's right. And finally, you will be burnt in the hellfire because of your mistakes and your temptations, satanic temptations. So all in all, we could say that from the very beginning, Imam Ali knew that what will happen at the end, what would be the result be, okay? And as you said, according to Sime, we can say, that's right, commentators of the hadith or something like that, this shows the Laduni knowledge, isn't it?
Of course.
Divine knowledge of Ali ibn Abi Talib about the unseen world and the invisible world.
Yes, and we can say that this was one of the miracles and it has been narrated in a lot of traditions, so that Ibn Abi al-Hadith says that this is a news that has been narrated by Tawatur for later generations. And this is not only the first instance of such a news that has been narrated by Imam Ali alayhi salam telling about future events. For example, regarding Marwan ibn Hakam, also, he was taken as a prisoner in the Battle of Jamal. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, because of the wisata or of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he was forgiven.
Yeah.
Marwan ibn Hakam. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said that this Marwan that you see here, he is going to enjoy a caliphate for how long? For only that long that a dog licks his nose or his face. So only for a very short time. And his sons will also become your rulers. And this would be a very bloody period in Muslim history. And so we see that Marwan ibn Hakam becomes the ruler of the Muslim community for 9 months.
Yes.
And his son, whose name is Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, he becomes the caliph, and 3 of his brothers become the walis or the governors of Misr, of Egypt, of Iraq and Jazeera.
That's right.
And so this prediction of Imam Ali alayhi salam also comes true. And during this time, this was one of the bloodiest times for the Muslim community, because another governor of theirs, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, was operative during this time.
That's right. And when you look at the battles of Imam Ali alayhi salam, against whom? I mean, against the people who were deviated from the right path of true successorship of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In Jang-e Jamal, we can say Talha and Zubair, believed to be the greatest companions of Prophet Muhammad, again in Safin, Muawiyah, and again Kharijites, okay?
Yeah.
So Ali alayhi salam was the main standard, in fact, in order to understand what is the true Muhammadi Islam or the pure Muhammadan Islam.
Yes.
On that time. I mean, these wars and results were not like mere wars that we could see in all other parts of the world because of the power. They were, in fact, a distinguishing line between truth and falsehood.
And falsehood.
Yeah.
Yes. That's and right. A very pertinent point that you pointed out, that if we want to understand the history of the early Islamic yes. period, when we see the stances of the different Muslims, we clearly see that there is the camp of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Shia to Aliyan,
yes.
and the Shia of the other camp.
All right.
So this train of thought is there. If we want to understand Islamic history, we could understand
right.
from the stances of Imam Ali alayhi salam mm-hmm. that what was the Islamic injunctions,
okay.
the true Islam is yes. being represented by Imam Ali alayhi salam, and
that's
his
right.
enemies or those who fight with him are representing deviations from the true Islam,
right.
the Muhammadi Islam or the divine religion of Islam.
Inshallah. That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was
Thank
very
you.
Kind of you. Your details about the Nahrawan battle and the true predictions of Imam Ali alayhi salam that came true on that time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن